In the Sex Zim Bog, I'm Ryan Dawes. Around about 2012, Mary Lou Yeeson Freiholtz noticed some strange traffic in front of her house.
And I would come home from work and I would see a lot of tracks in the snow, and there were even footprints up in my yard.
They were human footprints. Kinda creepy, since she lives off a dirt road in rural Minnesota, about 15 miles southeast of Hibbing. Finally, she caught somebody in the act.
And I asked this guy, "What are you doing here?" And he looked at me and he said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I live here." He says, "Oh, I was just enjoying your birds."
Word had spread throughout the bird-watching community that her bird feeders were a hot spot for evening grosbeaks. These heavy-set finches have bulky beaks and are colored like a school bus. More human birders arrived soon at Mary Lou's property, binoculars and cameras in tow. But she didn't mind. In fact, she loves the crowds.
It all worked out great, and I'm really highly enjoying it now. Not just the birds, but all the people that come here from all over the world to enjoy these birds.
Mary Lou's house is just one patch in the quilt of land known as Sex Zim Bog, famous for the 240-plus birds that are found here. Frogs and other fauna like bobcats, moose, bears, and weasels live here too. Swampy black spruce and tamarack stands, upland aspen, hayfields and cattle farms, plus a couple tiny towns, comprise this avian haven.
The Sac Zim Bog is the Arctic Riviera for many of Canada's boreal birds.
Mark Sparky Stensas founded a not-for-profit called Friends of Sac Zim Bog. They've bought about 500 acres of land to preserve this habitat for birds like the golden-winged warbler. Because private properties like Mary Lou's are also part of the local birding attraction, the Friends organization gives out good neighbor grants to help these locals pay for seed and suet.
Their feeding stations are landmarks. They're legendary now. And, you know, they allow everybody to come and just walk on their land and park in their driveway and walk around their yard.
Mary Lou's feeders even show up on Google Maps. But what about the folks that live across the street from these front yard hotspots?
Some of the neighbors aren't so enthusiastic about it. And in fact, they can be a little bit disgusted about it at times.
And I can understand. I myself am a birder, and we have some pretty weird behaviors. We tend to be obnoxiously slow drivers, and you never know when we might slam on the brakes because we spotted a duck in a ditch or a flycatcher on a post. And homeowners may not dig all those lenses and scopes incidentally aimed at their windows. While talking with Mary Lou, I noticed her neighbor was home, so I tried to talk to him. No answer. The sign says across the street, "This property not birder friendly for 1/4 mile. Visitors are advised to keep their distance from another property, which includes a warning spray painted on a barn. And it says, "Trespassers, you will be something danger combat marine." And I'm too scared to go try to talk to the guy. In the nearby town of Meadowlands, I looked for locals to talk about the impact of the birding community. I found this guy, Don Maley, raking leaves in front of a church.
It's nice to see those people around here.
What do you like about it?
I just like the crowds.
Another bog neighbor, Loretta Bickford, also loves the crowds. Like Mary Lou, her land is on the bog's public birding map, but her feeders are deeper into the woods. We took off our shoes and rolled up our pant legs to wade in.
So I'm going to tell you, welcome to the bog.
Oh, it's nice and warm here.
So this is not unusual all summer long, you know.
Like so much of the bog, her land is a forested quagmire with long stretches of standing water. Our feet sink through a chilly sponge of leaves and grass. Loretta's good neighbor grant helps fill her 41 bird feeders. Some conventional, some MacGyvered from things like a shovel, a rocking chair, and trash can lids.
I actually am thankful for the birding people because when they come up here, for me, it is such a blessing to see people enjoy this, you know? So this people is for you. Make yourself at home. Come as often as you wish and stay as long as you want.
That's cool. It defies so many conventions of property ownership.
Right. Yes. Yeah. But that's okay. We should be more willing to open our arms and our doors for our fellow people. You know.
But, and birds.
And birds. Yes.
For KFAI, I'm Ryan Dawes in the Sacs Zimbabwe.